I thought we had another good practice today. Today's a big work day, obviously. It's a padded practice with the vast majority of the Atlanta game plans in. And, you know, obviously, our guys will have tomorrow off, and then we'll reassemble on Friday and put the final touches on the plan. You know, they have a lot. You know, every team has 53 players. This is a well-coached football team. I'm sure they're going to have 46 guys that are well prepared to play in the ball game against us on Sunday, as will we. So,
why have you guys been so efficient in the red zone? Four touchdowns and five trips so far.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, I think a lot of the credit goes to Mike and his staff. Have done a good job in their game planning aspect. The players have executed well. We haven't had a lot of negative plays down there. And, you know, it's really, again, a focus, a function of execution primarily.
And how much has diversity helped? I mean, I think Daniel Thomas has a touchdown in the red zone, Mike Wallace, Lamar Miller. I'm missing the fourth, but it seems like you've mixed it up.
Yeah, like you said, like we've said, Chris, I mean, it's always beneficial to have a variety of different options down there, be it in the run game or the pass game. And, you know, so far we've been effective. Not necessarily. I mean, again, the object of the game is to score more points than the opponent. And, you know, I'm not really concerned about perceptions or anything. We're just really focused on this one game. And obviously when we game plan on offense, we're attempting to score every time we get our hands on the football. And so.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Do you have a target, you know, 28, 27 points a game? That's what you need to win this week?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. It's a good group. It's a good unit. These guys, we have a good blend of veterans and some younger guys that are contributing. I think Casey Rogers does an excellent job coaching this group, and they've been productive. And we still have a lot of things to work on, a lot of things to improve, but I'm pleased so far.
Joe, you obviously knew what you were getting with Mike Wallace. What's something that maybe has surprised you that he brings to the table, maybe in some way that's exceeded your expectations?
Yeah, I like the way he's starting to practice. I told him today in the bubble that, you know, I think he's practicing better than he has. And, you know, we have a strong feeling that there's correlation between how you practice and how you perform in a game. And I think there's still room for improvement, obviously, as there is with any football player. But, yeah, I like the way he's practicing. And he's a good guy in the locker room. So it's been good.
He's made progress from the time he got here in that area?
Definitely.
Joe, have you picked up any indications or signs from the public about how they're behind this team? Like, if you're pumping gas, is anybody congratulating you or anything like that?
Everybody, you know, I haven't been out a whole lot, to be quite honest with you, but, you know, the people here have been tremendously supportive of our program since the day I got here, really, so I'm not surprised.
Joe Philbin doesn't pump his own gas? Is that
no, I absolutely do. Okay. Yeah. It's a good one. It's a good one.
Are you sensing from the players this being the home opener and being back to the stadium?
Yeah, I think the guys are, you know, excited about, like you just said, playing at home. You know, to be a great football team in the National Football League, you have to have an identity at your home stadium, and it's important for us. There's been a great tradition of success that the Miami Dolphins have had, that we've had as an organization, playing home games here, and especially in September, and we want to keep that up, no doubt about it.
You said yesterday Olivier Vernon has played well. What do you like about what he's done as far as this game?
Well, he's been very sound. I think he's been the point of attack in the run game. I think he's held his gap well. He hasn't been displaced an awful lot. I think he's gotten some good pressure on the quarterback. The numbers haven't maybe been there quite yet, but I'm confident they will. Yeah, well, you know, I think the perimeter plays potentially could be a little bit more in play. But he has good skill in a variety of different schemes. But obviously that's one thing that, you know, their other back that's not going to play was, you know, a little bigger and more physical and probably a little better suited to the inside game. And this is not as big a football player. So I think you got to be alert maybe for a little more perimeter attack.
Joe,
Well, they've been pretty pass heavy so far in the first two games. I mean, they've been, you know, I think we put up, you know, I want to say they've had 81 attempts, Matt Ryan, and maybe 30 called runs or something like that. So I mean, they've the numbers tell you they've been pretty pass oriented already. Defensive fronts? Or, okay. Yep.
Do you still feel like, though, that you guys are best to be getting pressure on the front four and playing coverage? I mean, is that really what?
I think you have to have a – I think, you know, from coaching offense in the league for a long time, I think the more you can do from a balance standpoint where from a particular front you're not always, you know, if you can keep your computer where it's in around 60-40 or 55-45, be that, you know, so on third down, you don't want to pressure every single third down. You know, you don't want to blitz out of a certain front all the time. You know, so I think the more you can have that balance where the guys on the other side and the other staff room are, they might blitz, they might not. They might rush four, they might rush three. You know, I think that helps you.
Yeah, from what I've seen, that it's kind of feel robust. Sometimes you get there, sometimes you give up that big play, too.
It's risk-reward, there's no question about it. And, you know, again, as I've said, there's no surprise that we stand guys in the A-gap. We've been doing that for 18 games, and we're going to keep doing it. And there's some great things about it, and there's some things that are a little risky, there's no question.
How does your defensive line rotation, I mean, you basically go about 40 or 50 snaps per guy, how does that work now if Soliai is not there? Does somebody else step in, or?
Yeah, well, we have to talk about that. Usually, you know, again, we usually go through the week. What we do is we meet as myself and the three coordinators meet on Friday after practice, and we talk about play time, we talk about, you know, how we're going to approach the end of the half, the end of the game, you know, timeouts, fourth down, you know, all those things that happen in the game. We've already kind of discussed for the vast majority of those things, and so we'll certainly have to discuss that this week. Yeah, no question.
With the use of Shelby, did you guys put him in, I forget what period, but it's midway through the game, and then he's at right end, and he's at left end.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's more of a rotation thing. And the good news, he's intelligent and smart, and he can kind of, you know, flip flop, and it's not a big adjustment for him.
Two more guys.
Has he been surprised with the production this year? He's really emerged.
Yeah, well, he had good production in the preseason too, if I'm not mistaken. And no, I mean he practices hard, and he's been a good football player here.
Mm-hmm. Have you had to do any work to bring guys down a little bit after a 2-0 start?
Not really. I mean, we've been very honest with the players about their performance. I mean, the one thing we told them on Monday is I showed them a clip of a PowerPoint that I had after last year's Indianapolis game. And I made 4 or 5 points after last year's game. And even though we lost that game and we won this one, a lot of those points still applied. And most of it said, you know, we got to trust the film. We can't be worried about what everything else is happening. We got to trust the film. We got to understand that we got issues and problems to fix. Even when we won the game and we lost the game last year, it's a process, and we're just in the week two of a process of hopefully improving and developing these individuals and this team.
Thank you.